Today, Samantha grosses everyone out, Mike makes weird noises, and my childhood gets ruined. This is Double Dragon. So, what did you guys think of my all-time childhood favorite arcade game?
What game is this?
This is Double Dragon.
When you vomit and diarrhea at the same time.
I don't think that phrase had entered the lexicon I don't even know what to start with there, but that I'm going to need you to show a little bit of respect to this game and the influence it has had on my life. Okay. This is serious shit right now.
Yeah. Sure is.
I mean, I will throw you both out of here.
That's going to be my, as long as it's the throw like he does in the game.
Is that the sound effect you want to use for the, which one do you want to use? The
bleh? No.
Or do you want to use Okay.
It's so much more muffled than every other sound effect, too.
I was going to say, what did you think of the sounds in the... Pretty good? Did you think it was interesting?
Yeah, for the time, it was pretty impressive.
Okay. Well, speaking of the time, I guess it's time we get into it. This is a discussion of kind of two parts. It is a discussion of the, as I have said, my all-time favorite arcade game, Double Dragon. And it's also the discussion of the home port that came out a year later. So speaking of the year later, I guess we should first establish that Double Dragon came out in 1987. So I would have been about 5 years old at the time that I first encountered this arcade game. I can tell you where I first encountered the arcade game.
In an arcade.
And actually, no. It was in a...
Movie theater.
No. It was in a gas station.
Laundromat.
Gas station. Very, very good Walmart. Guess. Now they have
laundromats used to have.
Yes, they did. Games. They absolutely did.
Best place for them. You're stuck there.
Best yep. Buy.
No, Best Buy wasn't around yet. So once upon a time, little Joshy, fresh home from kindergarten, was traveling with his parents, and for some reason we stopped at a gas station, and I saw the beauty that was the arcade game of Double Dragon. To this,
what gas station?
I don't remember which one
what
it was.
What state? Was it this state?
I think we were traveling maybe on vacation, so it may not have been okay, in this state. So
oh, you went to the gas station to get gas.
Yes. And we stopped inside probably to use the restroom or something like that, and I was immediately mesmerized. And it was one of those things I was like, look, we're not leaving until I play this game. And from that point on, like every time we stopped, I would go into whatever establishment it was and start looking around for this arcade game because I didn't understand, but I figured that all arcade games must be in all chain gas stations and that everything was the same at each one. So I have a lifelong love of this arcade cabinet. I can describe it to this day as far as what the sides look like, what the original marquee read, the fact that the American version, which is, of course, the one that we got, or the American branding, labeled the heroes as Spike and Nail. Hammer and Nail. Oh, my gosh. And they were the toughest-looking dudes ever on an arcade. As an impressionable five-year-old, this is what I wanted to grow up. I wanted to wear red clothing with a blue bandana to mimic these gods amongst men that were on this arcade cabinet.
He's wearing it right now.
I'm wearing it at all times.
Always
in my heart.
With ripped off sleeves.
Yes. This was the 80s. This was the style. This was the time. So I will say this. It was my all-time favorite arcade game, and it is the NES port of my all-time favorite arcade game that I despise. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, folks, is the wonderful Double Dragon. All right. So as I mentioned, came out in 87, introduced by Technos of Japan, ported over in 88 to the NES and every other system underneath the sun. And it honestly, the history of this franchise, you can spend hours talking about just the naming rights or who owned the rights.
Who was it that made the game?
Technos was the company that made it. They went out of business in the mid-90s, and the current rights holder is Arc Systems Works, a pretty big company in Japan for fighting games. They now own it.
Technos went out of business and was replaced with Grungenos.
Well done. Well done. You are just so smug and happy with yourself right now.
That was a joke about music.
Yes, it was indeed a joke. All right, so you guys are, I could just sit here and record this episode by myself, but I do have you wonderful people here today, so why don't you tell me what you thought of it?
It was pretty amusing.
Hold on.
Okay.
Mike's pooping. Here you go.
pretty amusing how.
It was fun to play the arcade version, two-player. It was just really silly because the controls are all over, like, clunky and difficult and slow for me. And it was just fun, like, accidentally stabbing your partner. And
who happened to be me.
walking right off.
Throwing the partner. Grabbing your partner and punching him in the head repeatedly.
Yes.
Not letting go.
Walking off the map was great. Accidentally conveyor belting some guy. Just trying to figure out what to do. Jumping all over the place. Just classic Samantha arcade game experience.
I'm actually going to give Samantha a huge thumbs up for her pro level strategy of using the the conveyor belt to beat the boss on the second level. That is pro strats right there. That's speedrun technology.
Wow.
I was very proud of you at that moment. I want you to know that.
Oh, right. It just seemed like the cinematic thing to do.
Mike, jump in here.
Yeah, I just was too busy getting pounded by perm ladies.
Pounded by perm ladies. Sounds like a Chuck Testa novel.
Sounds like an interesting weekend you had there, Mike. You have to pay double for that type of action.
Pounded by perms.
Not Chuck Testa. Chuck Dingle.
Oh, so like I said, did you enjoy it? Did you think it was a...
It was fun. I am glad I didn't experience it on the arcade where I had to keep dumping quarters, because...
I think I would have hated it.
Would have wasted a small fortune.
Oh, absolutely. It is one of the... It is super cheap. That's why it has all those instant death things to... I mean, that was the name of the game at the time. That was, let's make a ton of money off of these things. If you want to beat this game all the way through that takes 20 minutes, it's going to take roughly $25 to do so. You're paying more than a dollar per minute to beat this game.
And that's so much for a kid and a kid in the 80s.
Oh, absolutely. It was one of those things like, I have a quarter. I'm going to try to get a little further each time, every time you played it. Interesting thing about the history of this franchise and the arcade and the money. The third game, it's got two different names. The port has one name and the arcade version has one name. It actually was the first game to have you could buy power-ups in-game with actual money.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Pay to win.
It was the first pay-to-win game. And that's...
Wow, that's more relevant now than ever.
No joke, but it was... It was amazing at the time. So, yeah.
I'll say I was pretty impressed with the amount of button combinations available in the game, especially for something that old.
What I was also amazed by is if you guys actually took a moment to communicate with each other, you can make a really efficient fighting team. Like, you guys almost caught on to the fact that you could catch an enemy from behind and hold them
while the other
person strikes them. It does a ton of damage.
I think
to them.
We fought together.
We tried to do that, but we ended in beating each other up. Yes. Yeah. The enemy is also beating us.
I think it was funny. A lot of times the enemies just got bored with you guys just wailing on each other and just left.
Walked off. Yeah. We had a couple of suicides.
That's a secret strat.
Now, I guess it is. That's maybe another speed run is just focus the entire time on yourself. And you guys managed to glitch the game on the last level. Yeah, I also especially love that.
I think the game gave up on us. It was like, this is too ridiculous. We're just going
to
stop.
It didn't have any enemies left to kill off.
You were literally one screen away from the final boss and the final confrontation, which I would have loved to have seen how you actually did fight each other when you weren't. Where you were forced to fight each other instead of accidentally fighting each other.
I think I would have won just because I already had a lot of experience of grappling and kicking in the head.
I don't know. We only had 89 credits left.
That's because someone we played this on the PlayStation 4 version or port as a kind of a throwback to our previous episode, a very reasonably priced port as well. I believe it was only $7 when I purchased it.
$7?
Oh, I would have paid $70 for it.
That's we spent more than that on the first level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it was fun to see you guys immediately jam it up to 99 credits on there.
Well, I knew we'd need it.
All right. So that being said, like I said, I can spend all day praising the arcade version of this game. Let's talk quickly about the home version of this game. So it was ported to the Nintendo in 1988, so 1 year, quick turnaround time. Made
Same
by
company?
No. Apparently Technos gave it to Trade West.
Who was Battletoads?
Yeah, I think they handled ports of Battletoads. They were a company that handled a lot of ports.
Oh, okay.
Very different from the arcade game. Obviously, it was scaled down graphically. It had a very interesting, not necessarily a glitch, but it had a limitation of being only able to play first as one player at a time. You could not play two-player co-op, and it could only generate two enemy sprites on the screen at one time, and they always had to be the same sprite. But it did also have a very interesting called Mode B, where it was like a very early fighting game. And apparently it may have been a tech demo is what a lot of people were saying the Mode B was, and they just decided to throw it on there because they'd already made it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only part of the game as a kid that I liked, having two younger brothers. We could at least play at the same time, on Mode B, and, that was just the only part of it I liked. I can't stand the first person game because I was so enamored with the original arcade version.
Yeah.
Seeing it scaled back, seeing it not sound the same, not play the same.
Well, yeah, I was going to say one thing I noticed immediately after playing, switching from like the arcade version of the NES was a different sound chip. Mm-hmm. Like it sounded like, I mean, I know exactly what the NES had to work with, but the arcade, it sounded like they had an FM chip, which is like the Genesis had an FM, stands for frequency modulation. It's a type of synthesis.
Okay.
Sound synthesis.
I was actually looking through my notes to see if I had the specs on the arcade version about what it had, and said I know that it was the arcade version has a really bad slowdown.
Speed up. There were some areas in the stages where we would just start moving faster than even the beginning of the game before the enemies.
It's because it wasn't having to render any enemies at the time. And apparently, like I said, it was interesting for itself because it was running off two 8-bit processors instead of a 16-bit processor.
Yeah.
So I thought that was, and that really showed because playing it will lag super hard when there are four or five enemies on the screen at the same time as you. Mm. And then you will fly all over the place after they're gone. Oh, I'm sitting here. I'm just smiling. So happy talking about this game.
I not just that game, but all of the games on the NES where slowdown was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It never bothered me because it was kind of like since it was happening when a ton of stuff was going on, it was kind of like bullet time.
Yeah.
Almost. An unintentional bullet time.
Before the idea of bullet time existed, yeah. this is what we had to deal with. And it was always just a technical limitation. But yeah, I guess it was one of those things that...
It always worked well.
I will give the home port the ups on that. It does, because it pushes those limits of only being able to render the two characters and stuff like that, it doesn't have as much lag or slowdown.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, maybe they could have added stuff like extra characters or... I don't know anything, but they thought that it was too noticeable that people like it.
I think that was the problem that was mentioned, that if they did rent, they could, but it would just, it broke the game to do so. Much like you two playing it broke the game.
We broke it from being the best at it.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I only had two thoughts on the NES version. It looked a little bit sharper and it was easier to attack. The end.
That was all you had on the NES version.
I enjoyed the mechanics of the NES version, but I grew up on like River City Ransom.
Yep. Another interesting tidbit is that the characters of Billy and Jimmy often show up in River City Ransom games. Because Technos made River City Ransom.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So
they have a couple of unique cameos in the game. Apparently I'm trying to remember. In River City Ransom, there is two brothers that you fight called the Dragon Twins.
Mm.
So that's them.
My initial thought whenever playing this game is I thought, okay, this is River City Ransom just without the... RPG elements.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that River City Ransom came out after this. And actually, apparently even Double Dragon is a spiritual sequel to a game called Renegades, which I didn't know. I learned that today doing some research.
Well, the first one was... I don't even know. The plot is so funny to me. Like, that girl gets kidnapped, and then she'll just leave with whoever wins the fight at the end.
Yeah,
we discussed how it would have been great to have a third option where you choose friendship and leave the girl. I mean, she let herself down from the rope.
Yeah, and the final boss looks like April O'Neil.
A big burly man, April O'Neil,
or a man cosplaying her
with a machine gun.
Yeah,
that's. Until you pointed that out, I was like, no, it's Machine Gun Willie. What are you talking about? Oh, my God, he is wearing April O'Neil's jumpsuit. Even the boot color matches now that I think about it. I'm like, oh, you ruined a part of my childhood today.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It's all I could think of.
Now it's all I'll ever be able to think of. Oh,
I can't be the first person to think of that.
I'm sure you haven't, but it's one of those things until it hits you right in the face, you never think of.
Yeah, yeah.
His name is Nate O'Neil.
He's her brother. he's the black sheep.
He was actually just trying to get her away from those two assholes. That's what he was doing the whole time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys didn't get to experience the fight, but pretty cool mechanic, I think, for the time especially. It's like, how do we end this game? Oh, yeah, you two should fight each other. Shaking heads.
So, in an actual arcade setting, the other players, or like both players, would the machine let them keep dumping quarters in, or was it just like you get one last death?
It actually, what it'll do, if as soon as you beat Machine Gun Willie, both of your healths are restored, all your extra lives are taken away, so you only have one life and a full health bar. So it literally becomes a fighting game. This game is...
I was concerned because, I mean, we're already seeing the theme that they're going for, like, making money off kids.
Yeah.
And I could think of no lower blow than to whoever's the richest will win this game.
Yeah, like Montana Max.
No, there was no pay to win in the final battle, so to speak.
Okay.
They wanted to keep that at least
fair. So they're not completely ruthless.
No. I mean, the game is really hard and pretty cheap, with its deaths, but no, they made sure that it had an honorable end, I would say. Best man wins.
As honorable as stealing your best friend's girlfriend.
Brother's girlfriend.
That's even more awkward. It's like Thanksgiving or whatever.
Like I said, that was figured out quite a few years later in the expanded Double Dragon lore about originally being Billy's girlfriend, and then like they moved it away. It's like she's a friend of both of theirs. She's technically not either of their girlfriend.
She hasn't decided yet.
Yeah, and they're competing, you know, always trying to one-up each other.
She got kidnapped so that they would have to fight so yes. She can decide.
It reminds me of that that side quest on Red Dead 2.
Uh-huh.
With the two brothers.
The two brothers that are, yeah. That's, I can definitely see that too. Like I said, this has been made fun of in other video games for years and stuff like that. I think they kill, her name is Marion, I believe, and they kill her in the second game.
Oh.
So that's why it's called The Revenge.
I hate that. That's a bad trope.
Of killing the girlfriend off in the second game?
Or just in general, killing the girlfriend off to motivate the main character to go do something.
Yeah, I agree with that for the most part.
It's so tired. Get creative. Do your jobs, writers.
Well, at the time, there was not really that much writing in arcade games. It was more like, yeah, let's get these sprites to move around.
Yeah.
Sell
that to Ninja Gaiden.
It's Ninja Gaiden. First. Is it? Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
Do you not?
Come on, Gaijin.
I was going to say, no, it is pronounced perfectly for all of the American audience in the seminal film The Wizard at the end, where he's like, what are they playing first? And the guy goes, Ninja Gaiden. Hoi! And like, seriously, he does that. It's the best. That's where the official pronunciation comes from in my mind. Also, a shout out to the Japanese Double Dragon game. There is a infamous line in the film of, what's the little, I think his name is, I can't remember the kid's name, but anyway, he scores 50,000 in Double Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And it is technically possible, but it's extremely hard to do.
I do kind of want to watch the Double Dragon movie now. I'm just really, I'm sure it's terrible, but like, and I'm really, really confused as to the setting of this game.
When did this come out?
Okay, so I was hoping we could put off talking about the Double Dragon movie, but
I mean, we don't have since to. You, no, I no, might no, watch no. It.
You've drug it into the light, so we're going down this rabbit hole.
All right, don't spoil it though.
I won't. you couldn't spoil this movie if you tried. Okay, so the movie came out in like 96, 97.
Wow,
so
I was alive.
After the...
Oh, it was... Everyone had forgotten all about this. I think Super Double Dragon had come out like 4 years beforehand or something like that on the SNES. It stars Robert Patterson, the Liquid Metal Terminator, who will always be the Liquid Metal Terminator to me.
Yeah.
It stars one of the stars of Party of Five, Scott something.
Bakula.
No, not Dracula. Not Scott Bakula, nor Scott Dracula. I can't remember. It's one of those things. This is when you have such respect for a series, you kind of forget that these terrible, terrible, god awful things have been done to it, including this movie. It is, I am sure, one of the worst rated video game movies of all time.
Even over Mario?
Scott Wolf.
Oh, Scott Wolf.
Alyssa Milano's in it.
Alyssa Milano is in it. Yes.
And Vanna White.
Marion?
Vanna White? Yes, she is. What? Wait, hold up. I just learned, you're telling me that Vanna White is in the Double Dragon movie.
Yeah.
Did they show just like a... Wheel of Fortune clip?
I don't know.
I can't remember that, but now I'm intrigued. I'm sure that you can find this movie in its entirety probably on YouTube.
Andy Dick is in it.
What? It just keeps getting worse.
Can't wait to watch this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll do a special follow-up with you once you've had a chance to watch this movie. Really interesting tidbit is my younger brother has a Blu-ray copy of this movie that he had to import from Germany. So it's that good that the only Blu-ray release was in a country that doesn't speak English.
Man, Germany's actually so good for getting like hard copies of like little known shows or cartoons or whatever. And they're responsible for a lot of shows lasting longer than they should because of their weird syndication rules.
Yeah, so we're going to do, like I said, I really like the idea of a special follow-up on your review of the Double Dragon movie. You'll have to do us all the honor of watching that for everyone. Because I guarantee you, I'm not going to do it.
That's fine. I'm just curious. I'm sure it's I mean, it has a 13% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Like, wow, that good, huh? Wow, I'm really impressed. I'll give you an analogy. It's like the Mortal. Do you remember the Mortal Kombat movie?
Barely. Okay. I just remember the song.
Do you remember the sequel?
No.
Okay. Well, it's slightly better than the Mortal Kombat sequel. I'll say that, and that's not saying much.
Hmm.
It has to be bad. All video game movies were and kind of still are the worst.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back to the actual game itself. Was there anything in particular about the game, aesthetics-wise, music-wise, anything like that you found really good?
I found the setting extremely baffling. Where are they?
I went from
the city
streets
to a warehouse,
tops of buildings, and then all of a sudden into
the forest,
chopped down forest.
And then like a
they
temple?
never came back down from the rooftops.
No, yeah. they go from the city streets,
yeah,
to the warehouse, to the bottom of the warehouse, like the outside of the outskirts of the city, into the forest.
Oh, okay.
Then up the mountain. And then into the ancient, like, Mesopotamian temple.
That just
happens to be there.
Just outside the city.
Yes.
No, I thought that was their enemy base.
It was called the enemy base, but it's, like, very obviously, like, an Egyptian.
That they took over.
Yeah, I guess. But yes.
That part made perfect sense to me.
There's no problem there, right?
I mean, I just don't know.
I mean, the infrastructure was there. They just made it what they needed it to be.
Like I said, as loving all aspects of this game as I do, I definitely love the first mission soundtrack. It has one of the best guitar riffs that has been covered by tons of people on YouTube and things like that.
I honestly did not notice the music.
Wow.
I was like, at all.
Even like
we were too busy beating ass.
Yeah, and yelling. Like we were yelling, or I don't remember. It was a lot of yelling.
It was a blur.
So it's easy to say then that you had fun playing this game, correct?
Yeah,
I did have fun.
Definitely fun.
I don't know that I'll play it again, but I had fun in this setting playing it.
I
know that I couldn't physically go out and beat people up like I did in the game.
No.
I could.
Samantha could.
I just killed Mike.
Yep. Oh, that's just one of those things. I still don't know which sound effect to use, that one or a Bobo going to die. I'm not spoiling.
Don't spoil our one gimmick. Yeah. That's our number one. That's our gimmick.
This part will be cut out.
Yes. This is a note for myself more than anything else.
You should cut out that part, but then come back into us being like, don't ruin it.
Yeah, I think I will specifically do that. Oh, so
trade secrets.
Yeah, you'd be like, that should be our beep. Don't ruin it. Don't do it.
This is where it just comes back to that.
What are you doing? Put that down, Judge.
Conveyor belt in your house.
So, like all truly great arcade games, also this spawned a television series.
Oh, what?
Yeah, an animated television series.
Check that out.
When was this?
Like 95, 96, right before.
Yeah, so why? What happened?
Okay, well,
there was a sudden. Well, outside of we have to capitalize on. Because all those movies hit around the same time.
The real answer to that question is that the rights for this series dropped into so many different people's hands over the span of like 10 years that they're like, well, I have it. Do I want to make a game? No, screw that. I'll make an animated series. Oh, I've got it now. I think I'll make a movie out of it.
Well, and that was already a tried and true tactic in the toy line.
Oh, yes.
We sell it by getting kids interested with the cartoon.
Wow.
And I was going to say, around this time, the beat 'em up was a pretty popular game style, and this is pretty much the granddaddy of all that. There would be
It seems like there were a lot on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, era. Yeah. Yeah.
At least they were dragon helms in the cartoon, so the name makes sense.
Yeah, they do. That they do.
They got snakes on their chests.
Yep. Well, those, I think, are supposed to be dragons since they're the double dragons.
Snakes.
Oh, yeah. But anywho, so yeah, there was it's one of those things. Every time it's been adapted into anything other than a straight up arcade game, it's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
There's in the mid 90s, there was a couple of fighting game versions of this, like based on the movie made by SNK, which I usually love their games, but this was particularly bad. I think, and they brought it back a couple of years ago, as people might remember, for Double Dragon Neon, a very self-aware game. Oh, am I seeing some blank stares? No one played this?
I'm not. Oh. What was it for?
Way Forward made it. And
it should have been good then.
It was really good.
They do really great.
It was very good. It was a, like I said, very self-aware. So they were making fun of all the 80s tropes and stuff like that in the game. And they basically make you fight Skeletor. So it's awesome. That was the one thing they made a pretty big change about was the Machine Gun Willy was gone and it was time to fight Skeletor or Skelemania, I think is his name or something like that. Yes, it's pretty awesome.
Huh.
But once again, that was during the time that the rights were all over the place. So the Way Forward game was just something they could do real quick. I think that was that you?
That's my throat.
Okay. Well, we're just having all kinds of fun little
bodily
noises in this episode.
I'm trying to stand away.
You're fine. So, yeah, that was, again, where the rights started bouncing around. And like I said, they were just recently acquired by Arc Systems to kind of cement all the rights from jumping around. And I don't think they've done anything with it as of yet.
You think they're going to? Or do you think it's more for just, like, for all the reiterations?
I bet there will be a reboot of the cartoon series and it'll be on Netflix. And they'll make it a bit cooler.
I don't know. Castlevania works, so I would be there day one whether or not it was good or not. So I'm not going to front on that. I would definitely be there.
It's time for a third brother to come in to play Triple Dragon.
What was it? Ragnar?
Ragnar?
What was it?
Some of the names of the characters.
Morgmar?
No, it was not that. It was like...
Gormont?
Roper?
Romper.
Romper.
Was it Romper?
It wasn't Romper.
I'm looking. Hang Maybe on a second. It is. I've got the... let's see here.
It was weird as hell, though.
No. Okay. Let's see here. Glad this is going to be edited. Of course.
My money's on Romper.
Okay, so there is Will Roper, which is Roper.
You know, I probably misread it.
That wasn't that. No.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all that's in Mode B that you read.
Yeah, maybe you read it wrong. But,
yeah, it's Roper.
Well, not anymore.
It was Rompar.
Well, Romper. Funny enough, I told you there's the infamous mistranslation in Double Dragon 3 of Bimmy and Jimmy. So they actually referenced that in Double Dragon Neon too about that there's two messed up clones. I think they're called Bimmy and Jammy. They come out and fight you.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So.
What was the line at the end? Live happily forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I think, hopefully, or please live happily forever or something
like that. This does say Roper.
R-O-W-P-E-R?
Yeah.
It's Roper. Roper.
That looks like Roper to me.
It's Romper.
Romper.
Rauper.
It is.
R-O-W-P-E-R, Roper.
Eh.
Row, R-O-W,
oh my God.
Per. Oh, but anyway. So, like, any other guess, final thoughts on anything in the games that struck your fancy? Is this our first episode where we've played a game that everyone liked?
Well, I can safely say that I don't think either of us like it to the extent that you do.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I feel no emotional attachment to it. It was fine.
Yeah, it did its job for a game. Like, it was an entertaining game.
Okay. Yeah, but if I was playing it seriously, the controls would have annoyed the hell out of me, at least on the PlayStation version.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so slow.
All right, and I agree with you that I am definitely emotionally attached. This is the game that got me into really being serious about video games as a child. And but, you know, I can admit it's definitely got its flaws. And I basically view anything past this first one as, I mean, two is okay, three is not good, and most of the sequels are not good. The SNES version is good. Double Dragon Neon is good. But there are some definite stinkers in this line, too.
Was this the one that they did crossovers with, too?
Yes, there was.
A Battletoads Double Dragon?
Yes, Double Dragon Battletoads done by Trade West. It was a very big game in the my household playing with my brothers. We beat that game probably 10, 15 times each.
Was it? Because I only vaguely remember it, but wasn't it just like it was the Battletoads story, but Double Dragon characters
were
there?
Play? Yes.
Okay.
That was pretty much it. Yeah, they didn't bring a lot to the story of the. Yeah, it basically was just a Battletoads game, but they're like, hey, we can pop in these sprites from Double Dragon and it works too.
Well, that's not much of a crossover.
I don't know. Can you name a better crossover?
Flintstones and Jetsons.
In the video
Kingdom
game.
Hearts, the whole game.
Oy.
Disney Final Fantasy.
I'll tell you what. Disney could get me back into Kingdom Hearts if they were to drop the Lee brothers in there.
The who?
You know, the guys we've been talking about this whole time.
Oh, their last name's Lee?
Yes, Billy and Jimmy Lee.
I thought it was Dragonborn. Did you say it was? Dragon something.
Dragonborn.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, the synopsis of the cartoon that you just read.
They were wearing dragon helms.
Oh, I thought you remember that.
And they had
their
snakes
last
on
name
their
was
shirt.
Dragon Helm.
No.
No.
Billy and Jimmy Dragon Helm.
Yes, so there's that.
It's so weird. Like, I would be like, is this a problem, but Japanese people made it.
Not quite following you there. But
so what? Did we get to the bottom of why they're double dragons? Like, is dragon their style of fighting?
Again, not to go too deep into the lore, but the dragon style is not their style of fighting.
Clearly.
They have a very specific...
Street fighting?
No, it's so Setsuken is what it's called.
Mm.
It's basically, when they were making it, they, the last name of Lee and the fighting style is supposed to be an homage to Bruce Lee's Jeet Kune Do. So that's, they had
to what does any of this have to do with the dragon part of the title?
Nothing.
They just
called it double dragon.
There are two of them? So there's your double, and they're both really like dragons.
They both fight dragon. Like dragons.
What?
Oh, no, I mean, come on, we could apply that rule to so many games.
I just want to know, yeah, I was just like wondering why.
Why not? It sounds cool. Alliteration's cool. It's definitely rememberable.
Well, that's the point of Game Club, is to
yeah.
to get more in depth.
Get down into the whys.
Figure out why the curtains are blue.
I don't know of anything other than it's literally just the name they chose. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's called anything different in Japan. I think it's called Double Dragon there, too. I have no idea. I
guess that's like my favorite game that I know we'll do at some point. Blaster Master. No rhyme or reason to the name other than it was called like Metafight in Japan, and they were like, nope, Western audience.
Gotta change shit.
What's a badass name? Blaster Master.
Hey, come on, Double Dragon is a badass name.
Yeah.
Well,
was it called Double Dragon in Japan, though?
Yes, as far as I know.
I only think about one thing when I hear Double Dragon.
You have a very specific mind
frame. What did you say it was? Poop, vomit?
Are you doing both?
Are you just, you seem to have a vendetta. You first ruined that Machine Gun Willie now wears April O'Neil's clothing, and
it's Nate O'Neil. It was not intentional to ruin that. I just realized that it looks similar.
I'm just going to have to keep in the back of my mind that when we discuss your favorite game of all time, that
Final Fantasy XII.
I'm going to go hard on that.
Even play it. It's too long.
Okay.
Final Fantasy XII, shouldn't there have only been one?
Everybody thinks it's like Star Wars.
More like Final Fantasy Smells.
That kind of rhymes.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I'm not trying to be mean to your game. I'm just saying.
I want to know where, is this terminology of Double Dragon, is this a real thing?
Yeah, Google it. I think I heard it from Wesley, though.
Okay, you know what's funny, though? When I Googled Double Dragon to start doing, the little research, I got so many Chinese restaurants.
Yeah.
I was like,
Double Dragon.
I was like, one, if there was a local Chinese restaurant called Double Dragon, I would eat there every day. And I was like, but man, that's a really...
Double Dragon.
None of it sounds appetizing.
Urban Dictionary. When you have a bad stomach/food poisoning and end up spewing diarrhea while also throwing up.
How did we get to scatological humor on the episode that is supposed to be my baby?
I'm sorry. You can cut all this out. I'm just saying.
I'm not absolutely not going to cut this out. This is
so
hilarious.
The dragon part is... Like a dragon breathes fire, so it's supposed to evoke the same visual.
It's meant to be awful, so it's just like a dragon.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. Good God.
I didn't make it up.
How did we get here?
The name.
The name.
I didn't know it was I think I learned that term before I knew it was a game. So that's kind of why
I'm learning it here first.
Yeah, this is the first I've heard of my beloved game being used as a euphemism.
Now I'll never be able to hear it and not think.
I really think I heard it from Wesley first.
Ugh. Dumb old Wes.
Good God.
Sorry.
I'm angry now.
I'm sorry. It's separate.
I am upset.
Ugh. Now, whenever I'm pooping and barfing, I'm going to be thinking about Josh's favorite video game. Josh would love this.
I'll say that is a Double Dragon I can't get into. Sorry. That's I'm going to say that's a hard pass for me. Well, I guess at this point it's time to make our recommendation of whether or not you would play this game. I'll go last, of course.
I would play it with friends.
Okay.
Like how we played it now, because that was more fun. Yeah.
I don't think I would enjoy it nearly as much as a one player solo thing. But there's especially for that style beat 'em up, like NES arcade era beat 'em ups. Like there's so much hilarity that comes out of it, especially unintentional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like we were laughing a lot during our playthrough.
Yeah.
Ridiculous accidental things we were doing.
Yeah. And being unable to jump 400 times.
And I miss those games where you do have the ability to where your partner just screwed you over. So yeah. I'm going to go throw them off this cliff. Payback.
I think that, of course, I'm going to recommend playing the original arcade game, not only just as a fantastic game in itself, it is a very important part of video game history. I can't as strongly recommend the NES port. It's one of those games, if you're into collecting NES games, it's going to be super cheap. You should definitely pick it up. But it's one of those things, do it to complete a collection. I don't personally have that much investment in the NES port.
But I think that the limitations of the NES gave an inherent charm to all of its
games. Oh, yeah, that game is well loved by lots of people. It's just not particularly one of my favorites. But, yeah, like I said, as a whole, I love everything about Double Dragon because it's what got me into video games. It's going to be, it's always going to be one of the bright, happy moments of video games for me.
I thought you were about to say, it'll be what takes me out of video
games. No, 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 no. I actually...
A vicious bout of the Double Dragon.
No, but in all seriousness, I do have a plan of when it's time to finally hang up the controller, there's one game I'm going to play one last time.
That's dark.
Dark.
No, 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 it's not dark. It's just you get. It's just like either you get to that point where you can't physically play
anymore. You're just going to hear, boop, boop, boop.
No, I'm gonna tell you, and I'll probably cut this part out, but it's actually Super Mario Brothers. I've never beaten Super Mario Brothers 1. Really? I can do it. I just won't let myself beat it. I want it to be the last game I beat.
Oh, wow.
Well.
Well, you better at least practice up on 8-4.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Like I said, it's not an issue of can't beat it. It's an issue of won't beat it. Yeah. So, I don't know. There's that. But like I said, it's a huge part of... It's the genesis of gaming for me.
It's in your game DNA.
Yes. And, I guess with that being said, that's about all we can say about Double Dragon without being here for the next 3.5 hours while I bore you two to death with all the lore and the history of the franchise and everything like that.
Well, we'll revisit it a little bit after I watch the movie.
Absolutely. We all look forward to your wonderful review of the Double Dragon movie.
You watch the movie, I'll watch an episode of the cartoon.
It's like $1.99 on Amazon Prime, so I think that's for the entire series.
I will do neither of those things because I like Double Dragon.
I was expecting it to either be like so bad that it would be really funny or just super boring. And it was kind of like okay and then really boring in the end. The character design was good. The set design was really good. I liked the villain a lot because he was Dennis from 30 Rock. Not the actor, but just very similar somehow. And I thought the world building was pretty solid actually because I understood everything about their setting and situation, and they didn't have to beat me over the head with it. And then it was kind of boring, and they never explained, though, why one of the brothers is just, like, full Asian, and the other one's white. No explanation there. They're just the Lee brothers. Okay. And, yeah. I mean, it's kind of boring review, but it was not that bad. I feel let down. What else do you want to know about it?
Are you good? Do you want to call cut?
Yeah, it's fine. Half a thumb up, like sideways thumbs. I don't know.
Cut.
Cut.